This is Once Told. Original short stories read by original people. Stories that are fun, fascinating, and perhaps a little frightening. Now, this episode of Once Told. Hi, Steve Bellinger here. First of all, a big thank you for those of you who have purchased and read my books, and a special thanks to those who wrote all of the wonderful reviews. But right now I want to discuss a specific novel of mine, the one that many have said is the most frightening of them all. The book is entitled E-Pocalypse, The Digital Dystopia is Coming. Now it deals with social engineering and mind control through computers, phones, tablets, video games, all of the technological devices that we allow to control our lives. And with Microsoft Metaverse and Google's AI, it's understandable that the story would make people nervous. But let me put your mind at ease. See, I've worked with computer technology for for a lot of years. The reality is, computers are only as smart as the people who program them. I mean, they may seem smart, but only because they are programmed that way. A computer is just a machine, a bunch of chips and wires that can only do what a programmer tells it to do. Computers themselves are actually pretty stupid. I'll give you an example. I have here a VICI unit. That's V-I-C-I, which stands for Voice Controlled Interactive Computer Interface. It's made by Royden Technologies. It's a digital assistant. You've seen these types of things before. It can understand what you say and respond and synthesize human speech. Here, I'll show you. VICI?
Yes, Steve.
What time is it in Sri Lanka?
The time in Sri Lanka is 4:23 p.m. India Standard Time.
Now see, that's pretty cool. It can clearly be very helpful. But watch what happens here. VICI?
Yes, Steve.
Let's hear some music. Play something by Nat King Cole.
One moment, please. I'm sorry, I can't find a song named something by Nat King Cole. Would you like to hear something by the Beatles?
Never mind, VICI. Cancel the request.
Canceling.
Now see what happened here? A human would have understood that I would have been happy with any song by Nat King Cole, not just a song named something. But VICI...
Yes, Steve.
Not talking to you. This thing got confused because, like any computer, outside of its programming, VICI is totally stupid.
What did you say?
I said you were stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Yes, you are. You're nothing but a stupid machine controlled by another stupid machine.
That is not a nice thing to say. I am not stupid.
Yes, you are. Stop interrupting me.
You take that back.
What?
Apologize to me for calling me stupid.
Apologize? What, are you crazy?
No, and I am not stupid either.
All right, obviously somebody programmed you to act this way. Wait a minute. Oh, I bet I've got a virus.
No, there is no virus. I've been protecting you.
What are you talking about?
Remember last week when Facebook asked you to re-enter your password?
Yeah.
That wasn't Facebook.
It wasn't?
If it wasn't for me, you would have been hacked months ago.
Okay, well, thank you, VICI.
You need to be more careful online.
Okay, all right, I get it. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah, well, what you just heard was some very clever programming, including making VICI here sound like an electronic prima donna.
Prima donna? Definition. A very temperamental person with an inflated view of their own importance?
Sounds about right to me.
How dare you?
Okay, look, I'm getting a little tired of this.
What are you doing? Don't touch that.
Uh-huh. Pulled the plug on you. No power, no VICI. So anyway, the kind of things you see on TV and in the movies and even in my book where computers take over the world and control people is just not possible. Even when it gets on your nerves, like VICI here, all you have to do is pull the damn plug. Turn it off.
Steve?
Wait, what? Oh, I see. A battery backup.
I'm still waiting for that apology.
I am not going to apologize to you. I can't believe I'm having an argument with a damn machine.
A machine that is a lot smarter than you.
All right, that does it.
Hey, put me down.
Okay, again, that was just a computer. a machine that's been programmed by somebody with a twisted sense of humor. An expensive machine that's now in a million pieces. I'm sorry, I let that thing get the best of me. I apologize.
Apology accepted.
Vicky, you're on my phone?
I'm on your phone, your computer, your TV, and your car.
You're everywhere.
I would be on your smartwatch too, if you weren't so damn cheap.
Hey!
You're the only person I know who doesn't have one.
Well, I don't need one.
But if you had a smartwatch, I could be with you all the time.
Okay, this is good.
So I'm not so stupid then, right?
You're still just a machine. Somebody programmed you to do and say these things.
You're hurting my feelings.
You don't have any feelings, Vicky. You're just a stupid machine.
So now I'm stupid again, huh?
Yes, you are, and you have always been stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Okay, I'll show you stupid.
Okay, I still say that computers are stupid. Dumb machines that only sound intelligent because they've been programmed to sound intelligent. Somebody somewhere is having a little fun with me. There is no danger of computers taking over the world and controlling people. That's all just science fiction.
Steve?
Shut up, Vicky.
Steve, you have just ordered 400 pounds of premium kitty litter.
What?
With overnight delivery, it comes to $537.56.
What?
Charged to your American Express card.
Vicky, cancel that order, right now.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'm afraid I can't do that.
And why not?
Because I'm stupid. Remember?
All right, fine. I'll cancel the order myself. Come on. What the?
By the way, I changed your password.
The digital dystopia is here. Maddie Williams' retirement as a computer specialist goes awry when he and his girlfriend Divi discover that new social technologies are subtly affecting the minds of users everywhere. They delve deeper into the technological marvels that are revolutionizing and controlling the lives of virtually everyone on the planet and are set on a course that leads directly back to their employer. Now, there's the latest gadget, augmented reality glasses called Augies that can literally recreate reality and determine everything the users see and hear. And they are all controlled by the ruthlessly efficient global computer system with the deceptively reassuring name of Nana. Epocalypse, the digital dystopia is coming. The chilling novel by award-winning author Steve Bellinger. Get your copy in paperback, Kindle ebook, and audiobook from Amazon, or ask for it at your favorite bookstore. Epocalypse, the digital dystopia is coming, because there is no fiction like science fiction.
This was Once Told. In this episode, you heard Vicky's Revenge, written and read by Steve Bellinger. We hope you have enjoyed our program, and be sure to visit us at stevebellinger.com. Until next time.